In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The reason I said okay is because I've heard so many amazing things about this church and the blessed fathers that you have and the servants you have. So really, really, before God, I'm saying this, I wanted to come take the blessing of this church. Because as Sayyidina, His Eminence, Metropolitan Yusuf says, this is the model church. So I was, when you hear an eminent Metropolitan say that, then you have to come and get the blessing. So I asked Abuna to give the word tonight, but you're stuck with me, so forgive me. It's such an honor, really, to be amongst you all, and especially during these days, of the most beautiful days in the church, the life of the church. And we have something so special as Copts, those who have joined the church and those who are born into the church. We have something so special that the world is really, really hungry for. We have a unique relationship with Christ and a unique relationship with the Holy Family, our Holy Mother, St. Mary, and St. Joseph, who I believe doesn't get enough recognition, unfortunately. We have a unique relationship. The Holy Family loves our church because our church, our country, provided shelter for the Holy Family, as we all know. And so St. Mary, as we all know, pays a lot of visits. And to be in such a beautiful church named after her, it's an honor for me. So as Abuna shared, we'll talk a little bit about obedience, but we'll tie it to a couple of other things. And basically, hopefully give a snapshot of the life of St. Mary and what we can learn from her. I will say a confession to you. Sometimes when we hear the stories of the saints or the lives of the saints, we feel like it's way far out there. We'll never, ever, ever get there. I mean, when you just look at icon of St. Mary, I feel unworthy just to even look at the icon of St. Mary. She's so pure, so holy, so glorious, so magnificent. Or when you see a picture of Pope Carolus with his eyes piercing at you, sometimes you can't even look at it. But I'll tell you a confession. Sometimes I like to hear about the mistakes of the saints. This is not a good thing, I know, but what do I mean? Not that to hear about their sins, no. But they were human beings like you and me. We had a priest in our diocese, his name was Abuna Lo'a Sidros. Maybe some of you have heard of him, Father Luke Sidros. He was a holy man. And he served with Abuna Pshui Kamil and Father Tadros Balanti. Yani, a trinity kid. Oftentimes, when I would come and see Abuna Lo'a, I would say, just tell me a little bit something about Father Bishoy Kim. And he would always start it off the same way. You know what he would say? He was a regular human being like you and me. He made mistakes. He had blunders. Sometimes he was impulsive in the service. So you always start off. And then he would share, of course, a story to remind us that he's a saint. But there are human beings like you and me. Saint Mary is a human being like you and me. She's the best ever. She's the mother of God. She's above the cherubim and the seraphim, but she was like you and me. And that notion that we can never reach, I'm not saying to reach their level so I can consider myself a saint like her. But the notion that we can never be like them, this is actually wrong. Again, I'm not talking about the sanctity and the honor that they deserve. But the relationship that they had with our Lord Jesus Christ, we can have. And even our Lord Jesus Christ told us this. He said what? When they told him, your mother and your brothers are outside seeking to speak with you. And he said, what? Who are my mother and my brothers? And he looked to the disciples, the first church, and he said, what? Here are my mother and my brothers. For everyone who does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother, sister, and mother. Lord Jesus, you're inviting us to this relationship. I can be like a sibling to you, and some of the mothers, you can be like a mother to our Lord Jesus. Yes, that's what he wants. I have another confession for you. I started to pray and said, Lord, I want to love you just as much as St. Mary loved you. Because no one loved our Lord Jesus Christ like St. Mary loved the Lord Jesus Christ. She was his mother. There was one of the servants, I remember when we were both, he became a priest and I became a priest, but when we were laymen, we were having this conversation, and I said to him, his name was Nagy. I said, Nagy, for sure St. Mary loved the Lord Jesus Christ more than anyone else that lived on this earth because she was his mother. And you know what he said? He said, yes, but she loved God more than anyone else before she was his mother, and that's why God chose her to be his mother. Yes. She wanted to have that special relationship with the Lord. Was she intending to be the mother of God? For sure not. But she was seeking this unique, special relationship with the Lord, that she wanted to love him more than anyone else. And so when I started to say this, Lord, I want to love you like St. Mary, I started to feel bad and I said, how could I even dare ask such a question? Who can love the Lord like St. Mary? And this is a dishonor to our Holy Mother. But you know what I felt St. Mary said? Actually, I want everyone to love my son like I loved him. She wants all of us to love the Lord, her son, and her God as she loved him, with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength. So what's the secret to this love? How can I get to this deep, intimate love that our Lord had with our Saint Mary and she had with him? As I said, he's inviting us all. It's up to you. How much do you want to love him? If we give him this much of our heart, this is the love. Okay. If we try to seek more, he will give. You know, there's a line in the story of the five loaves of the, and the